There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that you stop backsliding and turn from your ways. I pray that you stay on a narrow path for the Lord, and that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, and that you finish your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you turn from your ways and get delivered and set free. You have liberty and freedom in Christ, and you embrace that, and you keep serving him for the rest of your days. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Beautiful day today. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up today. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and coming out. And let's just give him all the praise, honor, and glory for just for who he is, for his promises, his covenants, his, and everything of that nature. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, family. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. It really does. I pray for you all. I love you all. And just got to take it one day at a time. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all faces, all races. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you were chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us embrace the Most High. Let us gather. Let us be together. Let us unite for the Lord forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So much going on all four corners of the earth, but we still praise the Lord through it all. We still rejoice. We're still glad and grateful. We are still merry-hearted, and we are still giving him all our shouts, all our praise. We cry out to him and everything. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, and soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the Lord. Let us obey his voice. Let us hearken to it. Let us constantly, constantly know the Lord better. Stay in his presence. Let us just do his will. Let our faith please him. All right. Let us always have that unmovable, unshakable faith. Amen. Let us go through all of our trials, tribulations, our hardships, our tests, whatever you're dealing with. Always do go through it and count it all joy. Amen. Always, always stay strong, people. Be firm and steadfast forever. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're just going to go through this news roundup for the week. All right, so much going on all four corners of the earth, you know. A lot of chaos, a lot of good, bad, and ugly out there. But all in all, we trust in the Lord, okay? Blesses the Lord. Blesses the person who trusts in the Lord, okay? So we will see much more chaotic, wild things, okay? We are in the days of Noah. We are in the last days, perilous times, and end times, all right? So a lot of prophecy has to be fulfilled. So we're going to see all types of stuff that it's going to really make many people uncomfortable, give people all types of mixed emotions and feelings, all right? So the word already tells us all this stuff and what have you, and we just got to be strong through it, amen? So I'm just going to go through the news tabloids, just go through the news roundups, political news, sports news, entertainment news, pop culture news, business, technology news, science, world news, world wars, global news, all those different things, health news as well, all right? So we'll go through that. And then we'll close out with prayer, a priestly blessing, and giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So let us go through with this news roundup. All right, so let's see what we have here. All right, let's go check out this first tabloid. Comer seeks information from Secret Service about cocaine fighting found in the White House. So this is a crazy news headline as well. House Republicans are seeking information about that. That went, of course, very viral. People were talking about cocaine in the White House and things of that nature. I'm not really, of course, a political guy. I wouldn't consider myself a Republican or a Democrat. I don't follow into either ideologies or parties or what have you. I'm an independent-minded person who's about the word of God, and true righteousness and justice comes from the Lord. And his throne is established on justice and righteousness, so I'm always going to be about the word and not man's word. I'd rather obey God than man. And as far as the White House goes, there's all types of bizarre, secretive stuff that goes on within and out of it, with the government, the CIA, all types of crazy organizations or groups, what have you. You got to understand, they're going to fulfill prophecy, too, as being rulers of the kings of the earth and rulers of the world, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, rumors of wars. They all play into that. But this news story of just cocaine found in the White House had everybody just talking about it in different ways. And people like to go on the side of picking Republican or Democrat and saying Republicans are this or Democrats are that. And I'm like, look, man, both parties, both sides had their hand messing up this country or living for people and what have you. Okay. So that's why, overall, the Bible tells not to turn to the left or to the right. Just, of course, with our life, with choices and paths, but also just with our mind frame. All right. Let us always just, have our mind fixed on the Lord and stay with that. All right. Because politics is a bunch of nonsense in the circus sometimes anyway. So let's just continue this news tabloid reading. Also on the news, I'm pretty sure y'all saw that viral video. It's mostly shown on TikTok, Twitter, social media, but it was a woman who was on the plane and she totally freaked out. She really started spazzing. She started tripping, and all those different things. And she was like, that person back there is not real. This, that, and the other. I'm pretty sure you saw that viral video. Many people are saying that she was drunk or hallucinating, all those different things. And other people are probably going into the more other side of it, saying like she probably saw a reptilian or a non-human person, this, that, and the other. And everybody had a different theories and putting their whole two cents in this. I'm lying about it as well. But I'll say this, though. A lot of times, now, if she was drunk, then, I mean, hey, let that be what it be. But if she wasn't drunk, I'll say this, we are living in the last days. We're in some wicked times. So, like I'm telling you, we're going to see some weird, strange stuff. Whether it's public or private, we're going to see some weird things. Our encounters with people are going to be a lot more weird than ever. What people don't understand about reptilians, fallen angels, demigods, all these different stuff, they're everywhere. All four corners of the earth, they're everywhere. They could be right at a restaurant. They could be right at a gas station. They could be on an airplane. They could be anywhere. They could disguise themselves in a human-like form. So it's a lot of DNA modification going on, a lot of weird stuff going on in the demonic realm, a lot of weird things within the human flesh and what have you. So you will see a lot more stories like that. And also, after that woman on the airplane story, there's another story. I think it was a UK plane or a British Airlines or something. A guy jumped. He freaked out, too. And he was trying to jump off the plane. Like, dude was tripping, too. So I think what's going on, maybe, just this is my theory. I don't want to have the dictator mindset or my word is the law thing. But my approach is like, if people are having these weird encounters with non-human-like people, you're going to see more of that, whether it's not on the internet or not. You're going to see more tripped out things. You got to remember, we are in the days of Noah. So the stuff that Noah was seeing, we're going to see it too, but at a much more evil, wicked, intense level. All right. So when these people have these outbursts and all that, a lot of times I don't think they're hallucinating or drunk. That's just me. I don't think so. Because I know a drunk person when I see one. I know a hallucinating person when I see one. You got to have that discernment. When someone's drunk, they can't even walk straight or what have you. So I don't think the woman was drunk, and then the guy who freaked out too, I think he was sober too. So what people don't understand, when you have those demonic encounters, when you have those like really weird moments, that stuff trips you out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not used to that. You know, we are used to our everyday living lifestyles. You're used to normal stuff every day, but the stuff you're going to see in these times are not normal. All right. So when these people kind of freak out in public, a lot of times they're not drunk or they're not on something or a substance. They're really like sober in their right mind, and it's really bothering them. Because in most cases, some of these people, maybe they believe in the Lord, maybe they don't, maybe they do or don't have light. But all in all, we in some weird times, man. So y'all gonna see a lot more strange stuff from now on. Okay, so those two airplane stories really stood out to me. That really caught my attention. But gotta be mindful, people. All right, always have discernment. Always be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. Okay. Let's see what we have going on more in the news. Let's see. Ukraine says it's advancing near eastern city of Bakhmut. All right. Robots say they won't steal jobs, rebel against humans. Key gun control measure in the crosshairs at U.S. Supreme Court. Also, there's been plenty of shootings over the 4th of July events. Also, starting July 1st, which was already last week, that Florida is allowing people to carry guns with or without a license or what have you. A lot of laws been open and new starting off this year, January 1st and just July 1st. So a lot of different laws throughout every state in America. All right. So be careful while you're out and about. All right. People out here are really losing their minds. So, you know, be watchful. Okay. Don't be fearful. Do not walk in fear, but just be watchful. Okay. Let's see, we have in the news, Washington, D.C. Lyft driver shot and killed as suspects caught on camera fleeing scene. Wow. All right, let's see what we have going on here. Let's see, June jobs report live, 209,000 jobs added as unemployment falls to 3.6%. All right, let's see what we have here. Biden aims to trash Trump's expansion of junk health insurance. All right, something within the healthcare industry. I'm not too informed on that, but if anybody who's in the medical field or understands those things can chime in and have their input in the comment section, that would be great. Let's see what we have here. U.S. must urgently treat men tortured at Guantanamo, United Nations investigator says. Okay. So this is dealing with the United Nations, international law. This is dealing with Cuba. There's existing medical treatment both at the prison camp in Cuba and for detainees released to other countries. Wow. I'm telling you, a lot going on four corners of the earth, man. It's a lot going on, man. So we got to always be mindful and compassionate and pray about things within us and things outside of us, okay? Let's see what we have here. U.S. plans to send controversial cluster munitions to Ukraine, report says. Also, ESPN laid off multiple workers. Many great reporters and analysts have been laid off at the company ESPN. A lot of people got fired. A lot of people having a whole bunch of mixed emotions and feelings about it. Let's see what we have here. U.S. said to send controversial cluster munitions to Ukraine to fight Russia. You know, Russia is a very big country. So when you start problems with a country like Russia, it's not going to always go too well. All right, so but prophecy is being fulfilled through all these nations and all these countries, okay? Let's see what we got going here. Republicans sound alarm over DeSantis' sagging campaign. Let's see. Thousands take part in first running of the Bulls in Spain, San Fermin Festival. And we're all aware of everything going on within France, Belgium, the United Kingdom, and Switzerland as well, within Europe. A lot of countries are rioting or having their issues and disputes or what have you. The temperatures are very hot, not just in America, but all over the earth. All right, let's see what we have going on here. The singer Coco Lee dies at 48 years old. All right, celebrity news, let's see. Forever chemicals could be in nearly half of U.S. tap water, federal study finds. After Vietnam, the Philippines could be next to ban Barbies. Here's why. Okay, let's see what we have here. Collapse of the crypto bubble. Job listings tumble as much as 80% in major U.S. cities. Interesting. Let's see what we have here. Many older people who left work in 2020 to 2021 ended up in relative poverty. Wow. Let's see what we have here. Let's see what we have going on. Market expert warns Fed will crush U.S. housing in decade-long fallout from rate hikes. All right, housing news right there. Study says drinking water from nearly half of U.S. faucets contain potentially harmful chemicals. It's like everything's being tampered and tainted, right? So we got to pray before we eat and drink everything. Amen. We really do. Because, you know, let's see what we have here. New research shows that a devastating new virus is one of the worst outbreaks in history. Oh, boy. More and more pestilence, right? Let's see what we have here. New report reveals that China is reaching a tipping point that could affect the entire world. Here's what's happening. Tech executives are stressed out, half are heavy drinkers, and 45% take painkillers, a new study says. That's a very stressful business to be a part of, so people dive into those things, okay? Let's see. Chinese cities open air raid shelters for heat relief as extreme temperatures lead to deaths. Yeah, so hot, a lot of people's bodies can't handle that heat, these high temperatures, you know, and especially in an overpopulated city, a place like China, other parts of the earth, you know, places like India, China, they're like the most populated countries on earth. So when you have all that people and that high temperature, that high heat, that could be very overwhelming on the body. All right. So let's see what we have here. Immigrant women are joining the job market at record levels, boosting U.S. employment. All right. Let's see what we have here. The Fed has lost inflation fight. Markets just haven't figured that out yet. Peter Schiff. Let's see what we got going on. Kevin McCarthy says that U.S. should make China and India dependent on American natural gas. Let's see what we have going here. Let's see. Citizens will comply with future lockdowns. Obedience can be switched back on, UK official says. So a lot going on in the UK, man. Shouts to the UK folks out there, man. Yes, yes, United Kingdom. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Let's see, let's see. A toxic gas leak in South Africa has killed 16 people, including 3 children. Wow. It's a devastating thing, man. These random things happen on the daily and all over the world. Let's see. Let's see what we have going here. America's power disconnection crisis. In 31 states, utilities can shut off electricity for non-payment in a heat wave. WHO, World Health Organization, report on deadly virus among babies in 3 countries that has U.S. doctors on edge. Ain't that something? You know, Satan, he attacks babies and children very early. This is going on throughout Europe. It's happening in France. Has happened in Italy, and yeah, man, happened in the U.S. as well. You know, he likes to attack babies, children early. When babies get sick or get a condition already, the devil likes to attack a woman's womb or attack a woman's birth process or the child or things of that nature. So that spiritual warfare, man, it really starts as soon as you come out the womb, man. You know what I mean? So when you're birthing babies in the days of Noah, you're raising children in this time period, it's a lot of attack on the children, all right? We have to really pray over our children and have them covered in the blood, amen, and really have them, you know, make them God-fearing and strong in the Lord, man, because, you know, we've got to protect our children, okay? Let's see what we have here. The U.S. banned farmers from using a brain-harming pesticide on food. Why has it slowed a global ban? Agriculture news there. Longtime fast food chain with 3,339 outlets abruptly shuts up store for good after more than 30 years of business. Fast food chain Arby's has suddenly shuttered one of its locations after decades of business. Interesting. Let's see what we have here. South Korea reveals damning findings after first ever capture of North Korean satellite. Wow. I think that's something. Let's see what we have here. POV, the U.S. government is already buying citizens' personal information. Artificial intelligence could make that process even easier. Wow. Numerous government agencies, including the FBI, Department of Defense, National Security Agency, Treasury Department, Defense Intelligence Agency, Navy, and Coast Guard, have purchased vast amounts of U.S. citizens' personal information from commercial data brokers. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Ain't that something? All right. So there you have it. All right. That is the news roundup for this week. Just try to squeeze in as much as I can. Much goes on throughout a day and week, man. So it's always important to be aware of everything that's going on throughout the world and to send out those prayers, petitions, thanksgivings, and requests to the Most High. Pray for others to give them the strength and to uplift one another through their circumstances and their situations. And just take it one day at a time. Amen. All right. So we are seeing the good, bad, and ugly happen all throughout the world. We are seeing the prophecy being fulfilled that the Most High used his our forefathers, prophets, and Christ and disciples to all tell us these things. Okay. So let us be obedient to the Lord, faithful, firm, steadfast, watchful, and sober and alert. All right. Let us not be too righteous or too wise, or else we'll ruin ourselves. Okay. Let us not be too heavenly minded where we're no earthly good. All right. Let us understand the spirit realm and the physical realm. Okay. So let us be strong and not be deceived by the enemy. Okay. Let us be alert and on point with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Okay. So there you have it. All right. That is the news roundup for this week. Okay. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Hallelujah. So here we go. Yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Yes, yes, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author, perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings. Amen. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our God is one, the Lord our God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, true living God. Yes, yes, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my everything. Yes, yes, y'all, all that and above. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha Yehusha, Yeshua Yahawashai, Ahayashai, the consuming fire, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. The great physician can heal all things. The carpenter can fix all things. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. All things are possible with God for those who believe in him. Amen. Yes, yes. He is the Father of mercies, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows. Yes, yes, y'all. He is too awesome, worthy and mighty and able. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace. The Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector. He is the life, amen. The Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example. The Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Son of the Blessed, the Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life. Hallelujah. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of Yahawashai, the Word of Yehosha Yahusha. Yes, yes, He is the true and living Word. Amen. The true living waters. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. We touch and agree. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. We serve an awesome creator. His Son is amazing for dying for our sins. The Lord is too good, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Think about everything He's brought you through, what He's done for you, and what He continues to do for you. How faithful, awesome, worthy, and able He is. He is slow to anger. Amen. We serve a gracious, merciful God. Amen. A forgiving, awesome, loving God. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. His Son is so amazing. Just boast about His Son. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, in the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, set free, delivered, baptized, repentance, new creature in Christ, born again, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper. New footsteps, new paths, new journey, new life, new destinations, new promised lands, new open doors, new opportunities, new endeavors, new blessings, all right, new anointing, renewed strength, all right, renewed heart, warm heart, all right, heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, amen. Let the Lord use you, be used by the Most High, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, the Comforter help you, the Helper helps you, amen, amen, yes, yes, y'all, so. There you have it, y'all. All right. That is the message for today. That's the word. Just a news roundup for this week going on all four corners of the earth. All right. If you want to drop in your opinion, your comments on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods, go right ahead. There's so much things going on that the mainstream news is not covering. There's a lot of stuff going on every day that people just don't know about. Okay. So let us stay prayed up and encouraged and uplifting one another in the Lord. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent and that the Lord gives you those signs, wonders, and miracles, dreams, and visions, and that you do the Father's will, Father's business for the rest of your life. You help out people along your journey and your path, and that you just keep fighting a good fight of faith. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out, okay? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.